It is always a joyful thing when you are in the presence of those who continue to make the effort to know themselves. Because in knowing themselves, then we know God. We should never count ourselves out like, oh, well, I'm not this, I'm not that. Even just the bare thought of thinking of God brings you into that arena of those who are fully realized and those who are studying. You enjoy those blessings. Just like you can't separate the air from your living room, from your kitchen. They are all the same. So it's always a good thing. And I'm very happy about that, that we continue to show up every Wednesday. And no matter what the effort we make in our own personal, private life, it is worth it. Inspiration and perspiration, the mother load of success. First of all, let's start with what's the meaning of mother load? Mother load means a rich source of something. The dictionary says, or the example, your portfolio, let's say your bonds and shares and whatever your portfolio is, holds a mother load of opportunities. Architects, we know when we talk about portfolios, you know, and designers and fashion design. So inspiration and perspiration is a rich source of success. There is no way any of us, if you're in this physical form, I don't know of the other forms, that anyone, whether what we call earthly human described success or spiritual success, without divine inspiration. If you look at everything that has benefited mankind, humanity, is inspired. Some might not even, they just know, this idea comes to you and you want to pursue it. That's why we got electricity. That's why we have airplane we can fly. That's why you have Amazon. That's why you have Microsoft. Because if IBM was inspired or they listened to the inspirations that came, there would be no Microsoft. Because they were in existence, they were big, they could go into, you know, personal computer, they weren't thinking of. There would be no Apple. Even the inspiration, if we allow that divine inspiration to show us the way, you will find your true friend among the gathering. You will not know there's something that makes you, okay, you move there, and before you know, you are right beside this person you are talking to. And before you know it, you become best friends. You will find your right partner. You will find the right place to live that goes with your energy. Divine inspiration is all around us and within us. Just because it's there doesn't mean, you know, it's for taking. You have to invite it in. Without inspiration, we are just a jackhammer. Do we know what a jackhammer is? People in construction, how they do, you know. Yeah, you just work hard, you know. And the scripture says, except The Lord built the house. They labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. That is Psalm 127, verse 1. What does that really mean? Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build. God inspired the architect, the designer, the manager. Anyone can say, we can, you know, I'll build my own house. Oh, I'll just get some wood, get some cinder blocks, whichever concrete, and do this and do this. But if you don't know where to strengthen the foundation and all of that, eventually they will collapse. Try to build a car and see what it is. You might have the parts. But when you are inspired, you will know you are being guided to place things in the right places. It's not like it's going to come like, hey, don't leave it there. No, it's something that comes within you. It's already there. You will know where things go, or you have a taste of beauty that, oh, this is what I see, this is what I do. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that builds it. If God doesn't bless your work, you're just a jackhammer. And that's why we must never fail to ask for divine inspiration. Some of you might think every Wednesday I come and just talk. No, I ask God, please inspire me. What do you want me to say? Not just to anyone who's listening, but to myself too, because whatever Spirit is saying, I'm learning just like anyone else. Something that we move, that we inspire us to wake up, you know, to say, yeah, we can do this. If you have a goal, ask God to inspire you how to go about your goals. So that you're not just a jackhammer. Because sheer hard work blind plodding and all of that will not bring success. But if you are inspired, because that is the grandmother of all things, you cannot have the grandfather without the grandmother. The grandmother is the one who does it. That's why they call Mother Earth. Because mothers, they give birth to something. That is inspiration. It gives birth. I don't think, well, maybe after I've left my body, maybe science will come up with how men can give birth. But then once you have the grandmother, which is inspiration, then the grandfather has to show up, which is perspiration. Because if you have inspiration and you don't work hard to achieve that inspiration, you are just what good is the inspiration there? You must work hard to the best that you can give so that you can achieve the success you want. No one can stop your success. No one. Because God has not given anybody the power to stop you from being successful in life. We are the only one who becomes the cup. And that's why if you invite God in first, that takes care of even your own weaknesses. And then you got to throw everything into it. Everything I've read in terms of corporations and innovations that happen, you find that those two things go together. They get inspired, otherwise we won't have electricity. And then they work out, they keep doing the experiment until they perfect it. And that, oh, okay. Penicillin, we've all heard about penicillin. The guy didn't even know anything about penicillin existed. He had an inspiration, he wanted to find out about certain things, and then he went on vacation or something. And then when he came back, he saw that these things had formed. Then he wanted to make sure what he just saw is true. So he continued the experiment until like, ah, and now imagine how long we've benefited from that. So you need those two things. And we need it in material life, in relationships, and in spiritual life. Because most of us, including I, if you think, oh, just praying a little bit, that's what's going to get you. No. Yeah, you might get to some, but you have to really want God, and you have to put everything in it. When you ask God to inspire you to know the truth, to know God, to know yourself, how are we going to know ourselves if we're not faced with challenges and all of them? Opportunities will be given. But God is not going to do everything for us. So God already inspires. That's the grandmother. You know, you give birth. Okay, now. I was listening to the news where they talked about online dating or apps dating, whatever it is. And some of them say, I'm tired of this. Why can't just somebody show up at my door and knock and say, yeah, I'm ready to date you? No, it's not going to happen. Even when you are tired of it, you have to go beyond your tiredness until you achieve your goal. That's perspiration. You have to perspire. You can, you know. Now, during perspiration, after inspiration, things do happen. Challenges that are like, oh. Now we know what is going on now is all about AI, isn't it? We hear about AI. That inspiration, you know, that came. But it's not at its best yet because they still don't know. So there are people who are working day and night. They can code, but you see them. We might not know them. But they are really, you know, they want to see how far can we take this, you know. And then it turns out to something we can easily use. But we don't know the efforts that has gone in. Oh, sometimes they fall asleep on their desk. They're worn out. I remember when I used to live in the Bay Area. My business then was close to where Apple campus is. Not their new campus, their old campus. And you see some of those programmers, they come, you know, and I'll chat with them because they live on campus. Some of them, you can see, they haven't even taken a shower. They just like, then they feel they need to get some air, go shopping or whatever they do. You know, you see that. They say, oh yeah, I've been working 18 hours nonstop. Yeah, without them, you wouldn't have your iPhone. But it's so easy for us to use, but the effort is there. They put it in there. And they never allow anything between their managers and others for anything to discourage them. Why? Because we need to be like Mother Nature. Remember, that's grandmother and there's mother. Because when we learn from Mother Nature, who gives of herself, even when exploited, you know, imagine that kind of perspiration. How easily nature overcomes every obstacle. Remember the tiny ant? It walks over the stone. It doesn't say, oh, well, God, you are such a big boulder, I can do this. No. The roots of the tree embrace the rocks in the soil. I look at the magnolia tree in front of the ashram here. There was an iron, a steel that I put there to support it when it was young. He didn't say, this is not part of me. As it grows, it wraps itself around it and it still continues to grow. The river flows around every log and boulder in its way. So like nature, we should adapt to life circumstances, overcoming them with patience and enthusiasm. So you get your inspiration. Perspiration comes because as you walk out, it doesn't matter what challenges is there. Unless you don't want to achieve your goal. But if you want to achieve your goal, God is not standing in your way of your success. Circumstances, whether it's your karma or a karma or whatever it is, or the environment you live, all of that, yeah, is given. But once you've determined that God has inspired me and that power of God is I'm going to achieve my goal. So all of that, you will overcome them. Because no dream is fulfilled without perspiration. Now, here's a story. We've all heard about how kings were in those days, right? I was trying to wrap my head. How can we describe a king in the present day? You know, you'd be like a CEO, a founder of a company, who's the CEO and chairman. You know, he does that, he got inspiration, then he puts everything in, and now success comes. Then after a while, he decides, well, I don't, you know, let somebody take the reign of this. I'll pull back. We still know what he's doing, but somebody else now is doing the jackhammer thing, you know. So kings in those days, we all know, you don't disobey the king, they have the power of life and death. They are the president, they are the prime minister, they are everything, you know. Because if we talk of King Charles, it's not the same as the old kings. Because it's just the head, then they have the prime minister who, you know. So there was a king long ago, a wise king. So the king wanted to appoint a minister, a prime minister, or a president to oversee the kingdom. So he decided to test three of the people he thought they were capable to test their wisdom so that he can find someone that he can really, okay? So next day, what did he do? He called all the three ministers to his chamber and said to them, I want all of you to bring me as many young animals as you can from the forest. Imagine that. Let's say the forest is as big as the forest in Brazil. What's that called?
The rainforest.
So imagine calling three people, I want you to bring me all the animals in the rainforest. Because I want to keep them, I want to form a royal zoo. And you have one day to achieve this task. Even the Portland Zoo or the zoo in Connecticut, or the zoo in California, they weren't even forming one day. Those animals didn't come, it took, you know. So you can imagine the king said, I want you to bring me all the animals in the forest. You have one day. Now that's perspiration. because you're going to work really hard. Otherwise, the king might behead you. So the king got inspiration. He wants to find out someone with wisdom who he can rely on. Now the perspiration has to come in. So these three ministers set out in the forest, in the rainforest, searching for young animals. They went to the different parts of the forest. In the evening, they came back. So when the king asked them to show what they could find, the first minister brought 5 young elephants, the calf, and 2 bear cubs to court. The second brought 2 tiger cubs and 2 elephant calves to the court. Now, I don't even think the rainforest in Brazil has elephants. So you can imagine how many different forests probably the kingdom has that they have to go. Then the king looked at the third person, minister. He was surprised to see that he came empty-handed. But because he was wise, he didn't just lose his cool, like, oh, you are going to the guillotine, you know. He's now curious. He asked him, why have you returned empty-handed? The minister replied, say, your highness, your royal highness, these animals are too young to be separated from their mothers. In fact, their mothers will also miss them terribly. When I thought about this, I didn't have the heart to separate young ones from their parents to bring them here. So he would rather die than do that. Talk about divine inspiration. He didn't know what the outcome would be, but he followed the inspiration of his heart, which all of us must do in order to, you know, I'm sure the other 2 ministers, God bless them, they work hard, everybody, you know. Listening to this, the king smiled and knew that the third minister would be righteous to be the chief minister. The king said, I'm glad that you were so thoughtful about these animals. I was only testing the 3 of you. The king thanked all the 3 ministers, and because of the 3rd minister's kind gesture, the king declared him to be the chief minister. Why? Because he listened to the inspiration of his heart that is coming from the divine in there. Perspiration alone won't do it because he's just a jackhammer. They all went all over the place. Inspiration comes before perspiration. That's how success is. Otherwise, we will not benefit from all the things we are doing. I mean, we take for granted you turn on the tap, right? The water comes, you know, the warm water or the hot water. Well, before God inspired the person who knew how to, they can do that. Well, we're all going to the river and deep, and ooh, it's freezing. Or sometimes they won't even go into the river because it's too cold. But we don't have to do that anymore. I mean, for those of us who were going through the hot weather here, when God inspired somebody to design the air conditioning, and I'm sure the inspiration just came and, oh, then it turned in. No, they work hard to make it to where it is today, where we can just turn it on. It's 110 degrees out there, but we're feeling like it's 72 here. So whatever it is, as Spirit said, I'm not the obstruction in your way of your success. I actually am rooting for you. Because if you invite me in, I inspire you. But then you have to be co-creator with me. Now you have to put your hard work into it. And when you do, nothing's going to stop you. Yeah, challenges will come, but don't let that deter you. You already have me as inspiration. I'm with you always. So go and conquer the world in a loving way. Because we've been conquering the world in a not loving way. Go and conquer the world in a loving way. Live in perpetual harmony with me, your inspiration. Don't do the earthly human inspiration because it never gets us anywhere. That's why we keep killing each other. We think we are better than the other person. Oh, you are Arab, you are Jewish, you are white, you are black, you are a woman, you are a man. Oh, you are LGBT, you are not, you know. You are a little kid, you are grown. When we do that, God is not the one inspiring us. We are doing good by our own ignorant inspiration. But like Spirit said, God is with us always, and He is rooting for us. Go. And we must work hard, then become the jackhammer. And then we will achieve whatever our heart desires. May that God of inspiration and perspiration abide with us forever and ever. Amen.